Veritas?
Give us a second. Okay, we are continuing today on Chaf Ches Amud Aleph in the Tosas Shlosha Chadashim. After we finish this Tosas, then I'm going to give out the packet, first packet of the year for Bava Basra. Okay, so again, we discussed in the Mishnah that the Cheskes Abatim. There are two types of Cheskes Abatim. There are things that are used constantly throughout the year. So then to show ownership, you have to use them 3 years straight, constantly throughout the year. And then there are things that are not used constantly during the year, then you know you have to use them constantly during the year. And we said that the Eilens, the Beis Abal. So by stay Beis Abal, so we said that you don't need, it only rains in certain times. So then the chazakah doesn't have to be 3 years of full usage. It could just be 3 months, 12 months, 3 months. And Rabbi Kiva says 1 month, 12 months, 1 month. So let's see. So shlosha chadoshim barishona. So the first year to show ownership. Well, you don't need 3 full years by Beis Abal. You don't need 3 full years. So we talk Perusha Kunchet Mashna, the boy Rabbi Shmuel she uses Rav Yikzer, but also Shlosha Chadashim Rishonim. So Tosa says an unbelievable thing. Tosa says that what is the first 3 months? What happens in those first 3 months? Whereas the first 3 months is the end of the first year. So what's happening during those first 3 months? So I would think, what can you possibly do in 3 months? So I would think you plant. As long as you plant within those first 3 months, the last 3 months of the year, you were planting. So during those months, so that is 3 months. So he says, he claims, and we have to see where he claims Rashi says this, but he claims that Rashi holds that for the first 3 months to count as a year, that means the last 3 months of the first year are going to count as a year, is if you planted and harvested all within 3 months. You planted and harvested all within 3 months. What do you think of that? You planted and harvested all within 3 months. And that's a chazakah. That counts as a year. So that has to, I don't know, what do you put the ground on, fast forward? It's like summer session. Right. You do a year's worth of work in 3 months. So we talk about Shkuz Mashi, the boy Rabbi Shmuel, she is Yisro of Yikzor, but also Shlosha Chadoshim Mishon of Chaim Bachron. Now, where does Rashi say that? Where does Rashi, he claims Rashi says that? Bitoch perish hakuntras. So where does Rashi say that? Gershon. So the Beis Abal, yeah, where does he say it?
They
That just shows that you planted, but that doesn't show you also harvested. So first, I think in the Sefer Shari Tosis wants to say this from the next line. Because it says there, in the next line, in the end of the Rashi, it says, She'en lecha adam haro es chaver shozeh se lechol pri ha'azor d'shonam v'shosek. Whereas, you're planting and then you're eating. So that means that you harvest it also. It's not so mefurish. Now, what were you saying, Josh? Lamed Vav, yeah. What does it say on Lamed Vav? Which Rashi? Lamed Vav, where? Amr Aleph, the bottom. Rabbi Shmuel Sover, two lines from the bottom. Near Lohavi Chazake El Gemar Peiri. Hilchot Tzarich Gimel Chadashim Rishonim Gimel Achrona V'Hachi Gadol Pri Kol Tzarcha. I don't know. Did he say it there? Some, I think, I saw in a certain sefer maybe Lamed Vav Amid Beis, the top Rashi. Peir Rabba, Peir Zuti, Kvinayu, Rabbi Shmuel Svirle, Dulavi Chazaka, Chilakait, Peir Rabba. So he speaks about Yilakait. So maybe he's assuming if you. Zri is obvious, and the Kiddush is even Yilakait. I don't know. I don't see it totally beferish anywhere, but that's what he's claiming that Rashi's holding. That you need. What? Yeah, okay. Right. Maybe not. Okay, but you're right. Mordechai's saying it's the Rash Bama, right? But, okay, but that's what he's claiming that Rashi sheet is. That for the 3 months to count as a Shana Rishona of the Chazaka, you need the Zriya and the Betzira. Yeah, but you mean Yisrael Shleima means that everything was finished in the previous year. Okay, that's a stam from the Lashon HaMishnah. You think that's stam from the Lashon HaMishnah? So let's see. We talk about Yerushalayim Shabbat for the boy Rabbi Shmuel, Shehu Yisrav Yiktzor Ba'osan Shlosha Chadashim Rishonim, V'chein Ba'achronim. But then he says, so Tosfos is anticipating. So somebody's going to read these lines in Tosfos and say, what, are you crazy? In 3 months, you're going to plant and it's going to be ready to be harvested? So that's what he anticipates that's what you're thinking. So then he says, "The ain tema shetehitvu an izras hachar nisan gedela begimul chadashim." Words don't Don't wonder how could it happen so fast. Vein zmana ad nisan haba, because really, so what are we talking about? 3 months before Rosh Hashanah? When is that? What? Tammuz? Tammuz Av Elul. And really, so it's going to be ready by Rosh Hashanah time to harvest, and it's really not ready till next Nisan, really. If you plant in Tammuz, it shouldn't be ready till next Nisan. So you're already harvesting it in by Tishrei. The Matzina Ke'en Zed Amrin B'Rosh Hashanah, because we have a precedent for this in Shas. The Amrin B'Rosh Hashanah called Tvua Hanikzeres B'Chag B'Yadua She'Evi'a Shlish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Alma Gdela Pa'amin Ba'osu Zman. So what does the Gemara say? Any tvua that's going to be harvested Sukkot time already is a third grown before Rosh Hashanah. So you see, Gemara speaks about a case that it was a third grown before Rosh Hashanah. So it means it must have been planted around Tammuz time. And it's already, by Sukkot's time, it's already being harvested. So you see that the Gemara already spoke about such a case. That doesn't necessarily take away the Pella, but the Gemara already, we have a precedent in Shash where the Gemara speaks about such a case of being shlish grown before Rosh Hashanah, and then by Sukkot's time, it's already being harvested. So you see that it is Shaykh to happen that it's not going to be fully grown then, but somewhat grown. I'm a god of poem in Baosu's man. So then, Tosus asked the Kasha. Why do you need 18 months? It should be good enough to have what? 15. Why? She Yizra Gimel Chadoshim Lifnei Nisan, V'yiktzor b'Nisan, whereas you should plant 3 months before Nisan. So when is that? Which month is that? Teves, Shvat, Teves, Shvat, Adar. So start planting in Teves, right? So you'll have 3 months from Teves till Nisan, and you'll already harvest by Nisan. Right, and then you'll plant again when Nisan time, and you'll have the 6 months of the summer. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul. You'll have 6 months of the summer. So the first year, again, the first year you'll do it the 3 months before Nisan. The second year, you'll do it 6 summer months. And the third year, you'll do it 3 months before Nisan, and you'll be coached every Nisan. So you can get away with 15. So what do you need to do it 3 months before Tishrei, and then the whole middle year, and then 3 months in the third year? Why don't you just do it 3 months before Nisan? That'll be 1 year. Because as long as you're doing three, separate harvest things, those are considered three separate units. So why do you need to span 18 years, 18 months? You could be able to do it with the 3 months before Nisan, then the 6 months of the summer, from Nisan, and then another 3 months by before the next Nisan, and that should be sufficient. That's 15. Three through six. Nisan. What? Nisan. What? Three, what? 3, 6, and 6. What is it? 3, 6, and 6? Because the three is the three before. Three, in other words, three from Thomas to Nisan is one. From Nisan through till Tishrei is another one. And from Tishrei to Nisan is a 3, 6, 6. So his answer is no, that's not good enough. The tzarach achila chashuva shel yud beis be'emtza. You need an achila chashuva. So unless you have, in other words, since already you're not having 3 full years, we want the middle thing to be more significant. So you should be using it the full 12 months. You should be doing things on it the full 12 months. Vavukav the meaning of Gemara Achal Tlas Period Tlas Yarchi. On Asfasvasal Rabbi Shmuel Havi Chazaka. What about Asfasvasa? So what's the story with Asfasvasa? You see the Gemara by Asfasvasa on the next page, Chav Chesam Midreis. Asfasfasa is a certain type of, look in Rashi there, the Rashbam there, Rashi, whatever, Chav Chesam Midreis. The sixth wide line, Asfasfasa, Min Zerahu, Le'esiv, Behemus of the Sof Lamid Yom Hu Nigmar. Bokrim Sof Zoran Achebim Komo. Because there was a plant that they would, every 30 days, they would plant, it would last for 30 days, and they would feed it to the animals. And then they would plant again, the same plant, it would last for 30 days, and they would feed it to the animal. So you see over here that according, you see, what's Rabbi Shmuel saying? As long as you have 3 harvesters, that's good enough. You don't need 3 full years. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. You don't need 3 full years. You need 3 sections of harvesting. Right? But we said the middle one has to be complete, a big one. Right? Because if you're not having 3 complete years, I'm sorry, if you're not having 3 complete years, then you have to have at least a middle year that's full. But Tosa says you see the fairy from the Gemara not that way. Because here, look, you have, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have this plant that every month you replant it. So 1 month, 1 month, 1 month. 1 month, 1 month, 1 month. 1 month, 1 month, 1 month. So that's not a chachil chashuv of them, so it's only 1, 1, 1. 1 plus 1 plus 1. So where's the achila chashuva b'emtza? Tosa kasha. Very good. See, Rabbi said Tosa is like this. Teaches you how to learn step by step. You know, go slowly. You know, people like to, you know, have Shabbat and all, get to the Tosa right away. Yeah, we'll do the Tosa. The famous Tosa. We'll do it. Don't worry. But first, you gotta work out the. People don't know what learning is about. They think, oh, you got to go straight to Ksos. That means you're learning at a high level.
So learning at a high level means that first you work out every line of the Tosfos. That's the high level learning. People don't understand that. Yeah.
Where is this notion of a field of the Shulchan come from? This is kind of thrown in there, but I don't think it's a source for it.
Well, I don't see for a source either, but the point is we see Rabbi Shmuel held that way in the Mishnah. Because or else why does he need the 12 months in the middle, right? So whatever the source is, it could be a svara, right? But the question is, so then why does he get away with 1-1-1? Why should he need 1-12-1? That's the question. Why can he get away with 1-1-1? Just like he needed 3-12-3, he should need 1-12-1. Kal vachomer. If by the threes he needed a 12 in the middle, for the count as his second year, so then by the ones he should need it for sure, he should need a 12 in the middle.
Why is he switching gears? If you're saying that the reason why he needs 3-12-3 and he can get away with 3-6-6 is because you need an achilah chashuva b'emtzos, so boy shalolim. Rabbi Shmuel says you can get away by planting 1 month, this plant, and then replanting it the second month for a month, and the third for a month. 1-1-1! Where's the achilah chashuva? Boy shalolim. Meredith Akasha. Avol gav da mina migemara achal tlas peirid al tlasu yarchi ganas fasa sol Rabbi Shmuel havi chazaka shayni hosim lifi shehu zman shala. What is Tosa's answer? Tell me Tosa's answer. What? Yeah. Oh, meaning like this. See the chiddush of Rabbi Shmuel of the 3-12 and 3. When you planted before the Nisan, the 3 months, and then you harvested Nisan, that wasn't a full harvest. You just cut early. Okay, it's still useful. You did it wasn't a full grown crop. And the chiddush is, even though it wasn't a fully grown, you were able to cut ice. And we count that for you. So therefore, since the crop of 3 months wasn't a fully grown crop, but lemaisa you harvested it, even though you should have waited who knows how many more months. But you harvested early. But that counts. So then, and one at the end also, you only did it, you planted it, and then you harvested a little bit later. That also counts. So those aren't fully grown. So lemaisa, if you want to compensate for the two shvacha ones, you have to have 12 months in the middle. But she'en came by the asfasasa. When you plant this plant, it fully grows in the month. So you have three fully grown plants that you harvested. So there, each one is called achil chashuva, because these bushes or whatever fully grow in that 1 month. They fully grow in that 1 month. So you don't need anything more. But Masha'en came with the 3, 12, and 3. The threes were not fully grown. And the Kiddush is, nonetheless, if you choose to harvest it, that's considered showing bias. So that you planted it and 3 months later you harvested it. But it wasn't fully grown, so therefore you need a big thing in the middle.
Vashaken 111 is a total the total growth each time. What is your name?
Michael.
Is that even things that are not fully grown, he'll also allow if you have something major in the middle. So between two shraka things, two weak things in the, on the two extremes, and one significant in the middle, you know,
That's the film. So let's see. Look at the lotion again. Shani hosn fishu's manshala. Lufishu's manshala. Aval kashulari damrinim b'gemara peira rava peira zuta ika benayu. So now he's asking another kasha from Lamed Vav Amud Beis. So let's see what it says in Lamed Vav Amud Beis. You see, Lamed Vav Amud Beis, it wants to explain what's the machlokus between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel again says 3, 12, 3. And Rabbi Akiva says 1, 12, 1. Right? So what's the machlokes? So let's see. Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Take a look. Second line. V'hacha peira rabo peira zuta ika meinayu. Let's see the Rashi. Pei Rabba, Pei Rizuta, Giminai. Rabbi Shmuel, Svirle, Dolohavi, Chazaka, Achilache, Pei Rabba. Then, Shenigmer, Kol Atvua. Fich, Tzar, Shlosha, Chadoshim, Konsorim, Shibol, Shuol, Vadoshim, Shekdelim, Begimel, Chadoshim. Rabbi Akiva, Savra, Pei Rizuta, the Hainu Gon Shachas, Shekdelim, Shloshim, Yom, Havi, Chazaka, Avbi, Shalom, Nigmer, Hatvua. So this Rashi says a totally different thing. He says Pshat and Rabbi Shmuel is Peira, in other words, Peira Rabba means, what's the machlokas when you need 3 months or 1 month? What's the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? So he says the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is the chokis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is what? That Rabbi Shmuel requires fully grown. And Rabbi Akiva says you don't need fully grown. So this is the opposite of what we just said. Because we just said now that the 3 months is not fully grown. And that's the chiddush why he needs 12 in the middle. But that contradicts what Rashi said over here. Because Rashi says Pshat in 3 months, Peira Rabba means it was fully grown. And Peira Zuta means it doesn't need to be fully grown. You could harvest it before it's fully grown, and it also shows violence. So it seems to be a machlokes between whether you need fully grown or not. So, but what does it say? It seems to be a machlokes about Pshat in Rabbi Shmuel. Tosfos just got Pshat and Rabbi Shmuel is that you don't need fully grown. That's what 3 months means. It's not fully grown. That's why you need the 12 months in the middle. But here, Rashi says Beferish, Pshat and Peir Rabba means Peir Rabba is because it will be fully grown in 3 months. So obviously, if Tosis is going to say what he said before, he's going to have a different Pshat in what it means Peir Rabba and Peir Zuta. What? Okay, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yeah, okay, but whatever. The question is, it's a different shot. It's a different shot. In other words, we're not asking a contradiction in anyone. We're just saying that if that's a shot in the Gemara, then that's a problem. If we can find another shot in the Gemara, that's fine. So what are you saying?
That it's not really a focus. It's just kind of like a little bit of a difference in terms. But after 3 months, it's able to be taken. It's big enough to be harvested. But it's not...
On Lamed Vav and Beis, he says, Peir Rabba means that it was fully grown. And the line before, he says, no, Asfas Vasa was fully grown. But the 3 months, that's not fully grown. But that's a contradiction, because if the pshat is in Rabbi Shmuel that you don't need fully grown, that's what he said. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't need fully grown. That's why you need the 12 months in the middle. But then over here, he's saying that Peir Rabba means that it was fully grown. So then why is it different than the Asfasfasa? Then the whole original question comes back. So take a look. Have a kosher read. The Amrinim b'Gemara. Peir Rabba, Peir Zut, Ikaminai, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Peirish b'Kunchus, Rabbi Shmuel, Sover, Peir Rabba, Kagun Sa'orim, Shmuel Shual, Deim Gimel Chadoshim, Akiva Sover, Peir Zut, Kagun Yerik HaGadol, B'chol Shechod. 1 second. The Amrinim b'Gemara das fast b'chol shechar havi chazak al Rav Shmuel. Now you have to realize another thing he's pointing out, that there's another pshat in Rashi there with the Peir Rabba and the Peir Zuta. Because the first pshat is Rabbi Shmuel says he needs something that's fully grown, and Rabbi Akiva says you don't. Inami van yerg delam ayrokas b'chol shechar. The other pshat is that, whereas that whether you could base a chazaka based on something that's gadol only in 1 month, so Rabbi Shmuel says you can't, and Rabbi Akiva says you can. So again, I'm a kosher lari, damrina migamara, perirabu, perizuti, kibinayu. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. That's. But you need, in other words, he's not asking the way I asked it before. I asked it before as a contradiction in terms of fully grown. He's asking it differently, the way Tos is asking it. He's asking a question like this, that maybe Rabbi Shmuel Shita is, you can only use a big, something that takes at least 3 months to grow. Whereas if you want to plant something that takes 1 month and harvest it, even though it will fully grow in 1 month, that's a shvacha plant. That doesn't count for a chazaka. So Rabbi Shmuel, who says 3 months, he says you have to have heavy-duty plants. Heavy-duty plants. Big zachen. Then it could count for a chazaka. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. But Rabbi Akiva says 1 month. You can even have small plants that will fully grow in 1 month. But then Tosa says that the kasha to asfasvasa, because it's the Gemara says that Shmuel is moda basfasvasa, that even though it's a plant that grows in 1 month, that's good enough. But I thought Rabbi Shmuel holds you need a peir rabba, which means that it needs to grow at least 3 months, or a peir that takes 3 months to grow. He says, first of all, he thinks that this alleged Rashi is not true. You don't need to both plant and harvest in the 3 month period. It's not true. As long as you planted or harvested, either one is good enough. V'hapligi, the Rabbi Shmuel Sovar be'inan shei gadol ha'pri b'rshusu harbeg yon gimel chadashim. Find a paper rabba. Rabbi Akiva Sovar ain't sorok shei gadol b'rshusu Elachod Shechod Vahainu Perizuta. So does it mean what's the answer to the Kasha? He says Peir Rabba doesn't mean you need to have heavy duty plants. It does mean you can even have a small plant, but it has to have been growing for 3 months. And Rabbi Akiva says you don't need it to grow for 3 months. So what about the kasha from Asfasvasa? So what's the answer from that kasha? What? That's his mouth for it. So the other words, the pshat is that before we thought that you needed the Kashi Yad and Rashi need big plants. So he says, no, you don't need big plants because Asfas is also good. But so the answer is, if it's a plant that fully develops in 1 month, that's fine. But if you need something that develops, takes 6 months to develop, it's enough that you have it develop 3 months is good enough. But if something that totally develops in 1 month, that's also good. Whereas the other pshat and peir rabba meant that you have to have dafka something that is a big plant. He says, you don't need doctor something that's a big plant. You can even have a small plant. But if you're using a big plant, it has to have grown at least for 3 months. Fim Tomar, Heichi Hei Nikur Sheyachzik Ba Kol Gimel Chadashim Rishonim. Understand, what does it mean 3 months of planting? In other words, if you say that you have to plant and you have to harvest, so then I understand what 3 months means. You plant at the beginning of the 3 months and you harvest at the end of the 3 months, so you have a sandwich of 3 months. But if all you need to do is to plant or harvest, you don't plant all 3 months. You plant one time and it's planted. Or if you need to harvest, what? It means that every day you pluck another apple off. That's what it means. Harvest, you harvest it all at once. So what does it mean? See, if you hold like Rashi, that the 3 months mean you have to plant and harvest during the 3 months. So what does it mean 3 months? It means you plant at the beginning of the 3 months and you harvest at the end of the 3 months. But if all you need is to plant or to harvest, so that happens at one moment. So what does it mean 3 months of planting and 3 months of harvesting? Do you hear the kasha? You hear the kasha? No? Do you hear the kasha? Where am I? Yeah? Here? No, because at least in Rashi, you have a sandwich. So you plant on day one, and you harvest on day 90. No, but at least the 3 months were enveloped between a bookshelf of planting and a bookshelf of harvesting on both sides. So it makes one unit. But if there's only one thing you need to do, you're not going to do that one thing throughout the 3 months. So what gives it a din of 3 months? That's the kasha. אם תומר הכי ניקר שיחזיק בכל גבל חדוש ומשון ואחרון, אם יום אחד או בבייז יוכל לקצור על הזרוע. It only takes 1 day or 2 days to plant or to harvest. So what's going to give the din 3 months? You hear the kasha? It's a great kasha. The chitei mishem menachen shes asodu misakno. So maybe the pshat is, you know what it means? That throughout the 3 months, you're constantly what? Working the land. It means you plant one day, but you're weeding, you're making improvements throughout the 3 months to aid the process. So maybe that's what it means. So as in a harami, all you have to do is plant one day. But still you have to be doing something all 3 months to give it a din of 3 months. So maybe the pshat is that you're planting and you're weeding and you're making the ground better throughout those 3 months. blazer.
So, we've been explaining the whole meaning behind having these, what behind the requirements, what you have to do during the chazaka, to get the chazaka, is to show that you do the normal behaviors of a farmer on his land. And therefore, a local that's been constantly with the land for 3 years or 18 months, which is the key of 3 years, and that you get in that chazaka. But is it necessary to say, and does that make sense, that a farmer, more a farmer plant, then take a bit of a break and then harvest? Does it, do we have to say that to act like a farmer, you have to be constantly involved with the land? To act like the owner, you have to be constantly involved with the land every single day?
If you're not, then what gives it a din of 3 months? If I fully planted and it took 1 day or 2 days, so why is that? What gives it a din of 3 months? How does 3 months relate to anything? See, if you say that you need to plant and harvest, so then you plant at the beginning of the 3 months, you harvest at the end of the 3 months, so then you have a bookmarks to sandwich in the 3 months. But if all you need to do, according to Tosis, is just to plant or just to harvest, that's done in 1 or 2 days. What gives it a din in 3 months? What's your name one more time?
Michael Kaplan.
Adding
on to what they said, I think it's talking about a base of Baal here. He doesn't have to keep on, he doesn't have to work for that in 3 months. He could plant and then come back later and harvest it. And that could still be okay.
Right, but according to Tosfos, you don't need to do both during the 3 months. You get 3 months credit by just showing up 1 day and planting.
Since it's a base of all the 3 months, you would get credit for when all the plants are developing and everything like that, because you don't have to be there every single day since it's not a base of shlamim.
Understand, but still, so how does it work by Beis HaBaal? You just shifted the question. So you, by Beis HaBaal, it doesn't happen. So the same question guys have asked on Beis HaBaal also, same kasha. How does it work? What gives it a date of 3 months? Something must be happening. You see, if you have bookmarks, so then you can sandwich in 3 months. But if you only have one thing to do, what gives it a date of 3 months? See, this toast is very good because it helps you get through the pshat here. You know, again, people like to get straight to the ktsos, but you gotta get through the pshat first. I had a Rebbe in Karen B'Yavne, Rav Moshe Dimman. He said, "Kodem pshat, v'chakach marachos." First you have to learn the pshat, then you can say the fancy stuff. Okay? Kodem pshat, v'chakach marachos. So he has a teretz. Maybe you menachish. What does menachish mean? You weed. So is that a great teretz? No. V'chidei Moshe menachish es asode u'mesakno halo havi chazaka mi didahave anir to amr lekamon to lo havi chazaka. Mishum de meima omar kol shiba de karba neyolba. So he has a great teretz. Maybe one he's planting one day, but the rest of the time he's fixing the land. So the process will go smoother. So why is that a good teretz? Why is that a good teretz? In other words, right. In other words, the point is that the whole idea of chazaka here. What's the chazaka? What's the whole point? The chazaka is a cheskas raya, and we're gonna have a whole packet. The first packet is gonna be the difference between cheskas raya and cheskas kinyan. The whole packet.
What's the whole idea of cheskas raya? Somebody's written on my life, and I didn't say anything for 3 years of the three harvests reception. So if I didn't say anything, it must be that's a raya that it belongs to this guy. Because no one normal is just gonna. But the yisod, the Tosa says here, based on the Gemara, is that somebody's making improvements on my land, and I don't say anything, that's not a raya that he owns the land. I'm very happy to sit down in my rocking chair and let this guy make improvements on my field. It's okay, I'll twiddle my thumbs and rock my rocking chair, and he's making improvements. I need to be both on that. I don't know, it's my field. It's my field. We need improvements. I should be both on that. So the whole point of the chazaka here is that you're not making improvements. You're taking the fruit. You're harvesting it. You're taking things away from it. And the guy didn't say anything. That proves that I own the land. Not him. Because he didn't say anything. But if he's going to start making improvements in my land, he's plowing the land. Every sheba, every time he puts the plow in my field, I give him applause. I sit back in my chair with my feet up. So Tosa says that's why this can't be the answer to the question. That he's menachesh throughout the 3 months, that's not the answer to the question. That's all you need to do. So that's all you need to do. Mr. Rayo Kotzer. So then what's the 3 months? So let's see that again. If Tomar, hey, Nika, she yachts in Bokol Gimuchadoshim Shon Machronim, Vichibiom Echad of a base, Yochel Lichzor Lutzro, Pretemption and Machesh Sasoda, Kumasakno, Alohavi Hazoka, meet the Havi Anir, Domer Lakaman, Kavi Hazoka, Mishum de Vemer, or Markal Shiva the Karba. Every piece of the Karba is the plow. Every time the plow goes in, nail, let it go in. So what's the answer? Yesh lomar kigon shochel shachas. What does that mean? Shochel shachas. That's the answer. Shochel shachas.
Yeah, anyone? What's that answer? Shochel Shachas. What does shachas mean?
I think it's hay.
Yeah, so what's the significance of hay?
It's like some sort of like something substantial that you're taking away. It's not something like
right, that's right. That's correct. You're on the right track. You're saying, well, say just a little bit more.
It's a form of ownership. I think it's shachas and using it yourself. You're not just plowing for the guy's benefit. For the
Mark Thomas
benefit, you
were
plowing because you want.
No, nothing to do with plowing. We scratched out the idea of plowing.
And that's plowing, but you're taking the shachas and using it
You're on the right track. Say a little bit more. Shachas is, well, what is Shachas? Okay, say a little bit more.
I mean, it's a constant effort, but it's not like just have something to do. I mean, it's going to benefit Baal to make it into bottles that you can use it afterwards. As well as just like doing weeding and stuff, which is not like necessarily,
Okay, you're on the track, say a little bit more. In other words, you're taking something like Shai and you were saying, you're taking something of value that's growing on a constant basis. The shachas is the, like you say, it's like the hay that's growing. And by taking it away, it doesn't destroy the crop, as we'll see soon. And you're constantly using that throughout the, whereas there are different growths that are growing through the plant. So you're taking away some of the part of the plant that's growing. You're taking away, which is normally given to the animals, that part. So you're taking away. And therefore, there was the etzem thing that's growing itself, you have to leave till it grows. So that you're not, if you would take that away, you would. So it's parallel growths. Because you have your ikar tefuah that's growing, and then you have other things that are growing, you know, on the side there. You know, from maybe the same structure, but it's not the main thing that's growing. So the main thing that's growing, you let grow for the 3 months, right? But then the other things that are growing by around it, which could be valuable for the animals, that you're constantly plucking and giving to your animals. So there, you're doing something to the field on a regular basis, which the balabais shouldn't be happy about, and he should be screaming, and yet he's not. So that's what makes the chazaka. other words, you have to be doing something. It's not enough to do something at one point. So, what's Michael? So even by a base habal, that's not happening everything at different, you know, it's only happening one time, but still there has to be a constant involvement also. And the constant involvement is taking the shachas, taking that other things that are growing there. But don't we have a Gemara that says that if you just take the hay, it's not a chazaka because it's not chashiv? So maybe that's why he's not being mocha. How do you mean she'ochel b'inyan zeh she'en atfua chozeres lavo? Shaykh loma lav achaz kas ki inshi. Whereas if he's taking shachas in a way that it's going to be detriment to the tfua, so that's not a normal thing to do. So since it's not normal, the guy says he's doing something that's not normal, that doesn't show bilis. Bilis is when you do something normal. He's doing something that's going to ruin the plant, that's not a normal thing. So I don't have to say I have to be mocha because he's showing bilis over my field. He's not showing bilis over my field, he's doing something not normal. But if it's, so that type of shachas is what is not a chazaka. The fichel lochash limchos. But if he has shachas that it's not miskalkeles, k'derech shebnei adam osim ba'od shehu yarek lo ba'adayin givol shelo havi chazaka. But if he eats shachas in a way that the tefuah is not miskalkelis, so then that's a normal thing to do, and yet he's taking from the field on a regular basis, and the guy is not mocha, so that's a chazaka. Havi chazaka. This is a good tosis, I'm going to say. It's good. It's not a big lumdash of yisod, but it's good. It gets you to work out the details of the sugya. Harav Tivenberg Shlita.
What does this mean that he's taking the shachas in a way that's not
miskalkel? It means he's not miskalkel the rest of the plant. The shachas that he takes. That's miskalkel, obviously.
What's the chashivas?
What's the chashivas of what? He wants to give it to his animals. He's going to give the hay to the animals, but he's not doing something that's going to be detrimental to the rest of the plant. So that's considered a normal thing to do, and it shows bilis, so you should have been mocha. If you do something that's going to ruin your plant, it's tam a mishagas you do. It's like a crazy man doing something on the field. So yeah, I'm not going to say anything. Let the guy do it. No one's going to think he's the owner. He's just tam doing mishugan of things. But if you're doing normal shazachim, he's doing normal things, and I would show bilis, and I don't say anything. And that's it. So then that's a chazak. With his day, Elam the Bar Rabbanu the Pliga, Rabbi Shmuel Big Mar Miyom Liyom Gimel Shonim. Now, what about a stay Elon? What's going to be by stay Elon? What's it then by stay Elon? So, what did we say? So, what's the story by stay Elon, Rabbi Osai? What did we say?
Well?
Three crops in 1 year. In other words, your orange tree and your apple tree and your date tree. And that's good enough. And who said that? Huh? Rabbi Shmuel. So what's the problem? The problem is that's only Rabbi Shmuel. But Rabbanan, Mustama hold, that has to be 3 full years. This is only Rabbi Shmuel saying this. I'm Rabbi Shmuel, but then remember Stay Lovin. Stay Elon is. That's Rabbi Shmuel. It's much more that everyone else disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel. So they need 3 full years. So the question is, so how in the world do you get 3 full years by Stay Elon? What are you going to do by Stay Elon? You harvest it one time, but it means that every day you pluck another apple. That's not the strike. The apples are going to be ready to be harvested, and then a couple of days you get it all done, because anything will either fall or rot or whatever. It's not going to be plucking an apple a day. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, you don't need to do it every day. According to Rabbi Shmuel, all you need is, you don't need calendar years. You need to harvest this fruit, and this fruit, just 3 types of different fruits. That's like 3 years, even though it's all done within 3 separate entities. But that's all in Rabbi Shmuel. But Rabban and Lechara argue. And there's no shachas over there. There's no hay growing around the trees. So then how is it going to work? No, maybe what he's doing is every day he'll take a little what? A little wood off the tree. And he'll keep that for himself. And he's doing that throughout. What do you use it for his, we have one here, right? We used to have a fireplace. We'll put it in this fireplace. We'll roast the marshmallows. Toast the marshmallows. You know? Wood. Scratch his back, or whatever he wants to do. But Apple got the Misakim Bekach, but have you come on here? But isn't the. What's the Misakim here? Well, as a result of what? Pruning it makes it good. So then maybe we said before the yisod is when you're making it good, that's not a chazaka. So then the kasha comes back. What is he going to do by the elon tree? Rav gav du sakim b'kach b'havi kamo nir kein shema'ake v'etim latzmo l'shaych l'meymar kol shiva d'kar b'neil ba. He says like this. True, he's improving it. But Lamaisa, if somebody's improving my house. Somebody's painting my house for me. My house needs a paint job. Somebody's painting it. So I'll sit back and watch them paint because it goes into hate. But if somebody's improving, but at the time that he's improving, he's also taking something for himself, then I'm not going to just sit back. So granted that when he's pruning the trees, he's improving the trees, he's also taking the wood for himself, which is worth something. And I didn't say something? That must be that it's a good chazak for him. Bodo Marie, the Achzik Baba Haigavna Shanol Vagodra Sasoda. Well, maybe the case. Okay, you know what? This last part is going to be part of the packet. So maybe we're going to stop here. Chazer over this Tosfos, we're going to say. Line by line. See? Line by line. You got to get it. You know, like Tosfos is not something you just run through. Then you get nothing. You really got to understand every line, what did he mean, what was the kasha, what's the teretz, what's the raya, you know. And then you can get to the Tosfos.